producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Over the past few years, some of you have told me how you had to lie to your doctor to get what you needed to, and that you wouldn't change a thing about what you did. You would do it again if you had to, because lying to the doctor got your diagnosis done. They would say, oh, you're fine. It was just bronchitis. Don't worry about the cough. And then you had to lie, talk about coughing up blood, talk about, you know, bring something up to get them to do the x-ray. And then they found a lung tumor. And so I'm hearing more and more of this. You know, I have to lie to my doctor and then something gets done. Well, there's an example of this that happened, it looks like, in Great Britain. There was a mom whose daughter was crying out in the middle of the night for a year with pain. She was losing the ability to walk, okay? And her GPs kept telling the mom not to worry. And the mom's like, okay, you know, something's up here. She had taken her kid to four different doctors, and nobody diagnosed her. And the mom's like, I wonder if she has a brain tumor. I want a scan. But the GPs are like, no, you know, she just maybe, you know, she's got a cold. After the cold, you know, maybe she won't, the wobbliness will go away. You know, she had a chest infection one day. She, you know, maybe a headache another. And they just didn't, they wouldn't go and take the next step for the scan. Meanwhile, the child's condition dramatically worsened. And, I guess she had been given a consultant pediatrician, but she never got the appointment. I guess she had to wait until she received an appointment letter, and the appointment letter did not turn up. So what the mom decided to do was take her into the emergency department at A&E, accident and emergency department, and lie that her child hit her head and is throwing up. The A&E turns around, does a scan, and lo and behold, finds the brain tumor. So she was able to then get treated, and she's doing well. This was a brain tumor that they say would have caused her to continue to deteriorate. And baby's doing fine. I don't think we have the name of the type of tumor and how malignant it was, but it still was a brain tumor. And they say when it comes to brain cancer, 58% of cases are usually diagnosed only after going to the A&E, according to their research data. So what do you do as our system becomes more and more socialized and mimics symptoms or, you know, systems in Europe, etc.? How do you get the tumor diagnosed? Right? How do you get these tests, you know, that you want? Okay, and this is a very, very difficult issue because, you know, an MRI is kind of expensive. You know, if I told you just go and pay cash for it, you'd be like, no. I need insurance to pay for an MRI. Well, you know, we got to stop and look at the situation that we're having, okay? You want a pair of pants or you want a nice pair of shoes, okay? You really can't buy insurance to talk down the price and try to get you what you want. You just have to find the money to find that pair of shoes, to buy that pair of shoes or buy that pair of pants. When it comes to the MRI, if you're not paying cash, you need to hope on the generosity, and I know you guys are probably laughing at that term, and I get that, because our premiums are now going up, but before that, in the olden days, if you're paying $150 a month for your insurance, and you want, at the end of that month, a $2,000 MRI, it has to be on the generosity of a company paying that for you, or the generosity of the insurance company bringing down their price in order for it all to work. And what I'm wondering is if we need to really establish a system here, a very inexpensive but practical cash system out there, for if you guys cannot, you know, go through the obstacles that regular insurance gives you, or if the government ends up coming up with a public option out here, some sort of socialized medicine where you either have to just do Medicare or Medicaid or be on your own, you need to start, I would say, putting money aside so you can just go and buy what you want. Because that's what's going to happen. We're in a system right now where doctors are being penalized for ordering tests that end up being normal in the emergency room. So you'll go to an emergency room and say, I need a scan. And they're like, but if I order the scan and it's normal, I'll get penalized. No. You're going to be told no a lot more often than you've been told no before. And, you know, what if it's your baby that you think has a brain tumor? All right, this is an issue. Okay, I mean, medicine is expensive. Tests are expensive. Insurance companies are raising their rates, and the government is allowing them to because they are spending more than they are bringing in. There's not enough people, healthy people, paying premiums. Healthy people don't like to pay premiums. Sick people don't pay enough premiums either, and they spend more than the money that's coming in. This is a problem. And we don't, you know, even when I was growing up, there was, you know, supposedly health insurance, and there was always going to be somebody out there that would take care of you. And that's great, and that's what I want our country to have, but I don't think people are getting taken care of. So if that system doesn't take place, are we prepared? Are we being told? Right, guys, don't forget, you know, always have a couple thousand in the bank for medical expenses. Now, my grandparents did that, but unfortunately they blew right through it whenever they had their congestive heart failure issues or their cancer issues. So the money never lasted. And unfortunately my grandparents died poor. In fact, my grandmother owned the land that the Mayo Clinic parking lot is on in Scottsdale, but this was before Mayo Clinic got involved. She sold it to the man that sold it to Mayo Clinic. So she got pennies, but the guy that, I guess, bought it, from what we understand, he's the one that sold it to Mayo Clinic later. And they just can never keep up because of medical bills. So I'm not sure what the answer is, but unfortunately it's breeding the need to lie in order to get the test. And there's going to be a lot of people, and the doctors are going to be like, I don't know which one of you to believe. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And keep in mind, it is freezing where they live. So for them to kind of work the dials like they have to, right? But how cold is it over there? Well, see, it's so cold they can't even talk. Huh? Okay, man, it was still colder than when I am. It was like 34 degrees this morning. I know, I was like, brr, I know that's summer weather for you guys. Yeah, high t-shirt weather. I'm a wuss. All right, so are you guys addicted to coffee? Looks like, in addition to all the other addictions out there, porn addiction, internet addiction, cell phone addiction, we have caffeine use disorder. And some of you guys need therapy for it. All right, and many of you guys think, well, it's okay because it's not an illegal drug. It's not hurting anybody. And I don't mind standing in a 30-minute line at Starbucks every single day, day after day after day, and spending $8 on a cup of coffee or whatever the heck you spent. I don't like coffee, so I don't look like I have a disorder at all. Although I'm sure I have other sorts of disorders, but we won't go there. So psychologists are now treating people with caffeine use disorder, and they are doing cognitive behavioral therapy. The disorder, if you want to diagnose yourself, is characterized by failed attempts to decrease caffeine use and having caffeine-related psychological or physical dependence, which has withdrawal effects similar to those experienced with other drugs. So you basically go through caffeine withdrawal. You know, some of you will get headaches, some of you will get grumpy, some of you will get really tired, then you go through withdrawal. Jitteriness, sometimes upset stomach. I talked about headaches, fatigue, flu-like symptoms. Flu-like symptoms because you're not getting your caffeine. That's why I just never start. And I am a goody two-shoes. Told you guys, you know, sometimes you got to listen to me. You don't. So, cognitive behavioral therapy, one of my favorite types of therapy, it's great. It works on your behavior, it works on how you think, and it's some of the best therapy out there to work on addictive type disorders. So, how do we get you off your caffeine? I mean, I am not a cognitive behavioral therapist, but if I was going to start, I was going to probably do a very, very slow reduction in what you drink. So, like, for example, you know, rather than maybe 5 cups of coffee a day, figure out how to, you know, slowly bring it to 4.5 cups and then slowly bring it to 4 cups. One thing we would do is try to trick your brain a little bit. If you're like, no, I need to walk around with that cup, then what we would do is we would, your cups wouldn't be full cups. We'll start filling your cup with 3/4 as opposed to a full cup or a half a cup of caffeine. So you can still get your 5 cups, but it's a half a cup and now you're down to 2.5. You see, so we would kind of play with it that way. Another thing we would do is we would take your coffee and then, this was if I would be a cognitive behavioral therapist just because I love that stuff even though I'm not trained. What I would do is I would very, very slowly start splashing decaf mixed in with your caffeinated. As long as you can't taste the difference. And then, you know, so you're drinking your 5 full cups of coffee, but every day we're slowly introducing more of a mixture that has decaf in there. And we would probably go for a period of 3 months to wean you off, a very, very slow wean. You know, we talked about, you know, how I get people off SSRIs. Some of you are taking selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, Prozac, Paxil, Lexapro, Zoloft, etc., and you want to go off of them. And listen, if you have a true serotonin deficiency, you may not be able to go off of them, okay? But if you went on them because of something environmental and you were having a real, real bad year with, you know, losing your job, a death in the family, etc., and you think you want to go off of them, this is how I take people off of them. So let's say you're on 50 milligrams of Zoloft and you're trying to get off. All right, then what I would do is if you're taking 50 milligrams every day, okay, I would say, all right, one day this week, just take a half pill, and then the rest of the day is 50. So it's 50, 50, 50, 25, 50, 50, 50, okay? So you have all 50s, 125. Next week, pick 2 days that are 25. Maybe Monday and Friday, do the 25 milligram dose, the other remaining 5 days, 50. Do that next week, 3 days of the 25, 4 days of the 50. So by 7 weeks, you're already now down to 25 milligrams a day. Now you'll start the next cycle. So rather than every day 25 milligrams, one day you'll do a half of a 25 at a 12.5. And then the next week, 2. So then 7 weeks after that, now you're down to 12.5. Some of you can go from 25 to 0 and be done. But if you have to go down to 25 to 12.5, we do that. And then another 7 weeks to get you off completely. Every day you'll take a 12.5. Then one day you'll skip one. Next week you'll skip 2 days. That kind of thing until you're off. So it's a very, very slow wean, but it's a very effective way to do it. Now, some of you guys, like with smoking, etc., you're like, that doesn't work. I can't do the slow wean. I just need to be off caffeine. I need to just go through a rehab, you know, 3-4 days and just do it. And that may work well for you. That may be what you need to do. But the problem is a lot of us, we just can't take 3-4 days to get off our addiction. And it doesn't seem to work. But, yes, there are many patients where I have to get them a specialist that puts them into rehab for either their alcohol or their narcotic or, you know, whatever. When it comes to narcotic use, it's very, very difficult to do the slow wean. Many of them, they just don't feel it. They unfortunately start to feel the symptoms. Your body's very smart. Your brain is very smart. So when it doesn't get the mathematical amount of milligrams, it can't start to feel it. So unfortunately, I see a lot of need for rehab when you're trying to get off the narcotics and some of the other drugs. But for caffeine, that's a way to do it. And then, you know, remember, a lot of things have caffeine. Now, you know, the recommended daily limit of caffeine is about 400 milligrams, okay? So, they say a gourmet grande Starbucks coffee is 330. That's a 16-ounce. A 5-hour energy is 215 milligrams of caffeine. So, that's just about half, all right? If you're pregnant, you're only allowed half. So that 5-hour energy is a little bit more than half. You can't have 5-hour energy when you're pregnant. They want your caffeine under 200 milligrams. All right, so an 8-ounce cup of coffee, 133 milligrams. Now, when I was, you know, delivering babies, we let them have 2 cups of coffee a day, no more than 2 cups of coffee. That's what we would do. But now it looks like they may want to restrict it even more. A 20-ounce bottle of Pepsi Max, 115 milligrams. A Monster drink, 92 milligrams of caffeine. Instant coffee versus brewed. Instant has less caffeine, 93. So you could have a couple of the instant and still be okay. Mountain Dew has less than Pepsi Max at 90 milligrams. A Red Bull has less than Mountain Dew or a cup of coffee. Red Bull is 83 milligrams of caffeine. Now, we talked about that. We talked about why Red Bulls seem to be a more dangerous form of caffeine than just a cup of coffee. It's because it's cold. It's a cold drink. It's not a hot drink. So you down that drink pretty quickly. And unfortunately, when you do that, you're not sipping it slowly like you do a hot cup of coffee. You slam a Red Bull. And when you slam one of them, you're getting that big caffeine bolus right away. And so that could be an issue. Espresso, Coca-Cola, black tea. Coca-Cola and black tea are pretty close, 55 and 58. Hot chocolate has 9 milligrams of caffeine. And get this, a decaffeinated coffee, 5 milligrams. So even decaf, you're still getting a little caffeine. All right, but hopefully you don't seem to get as many of the withdrawals. So, you know, just look and see where you're at. And some of you are like, well, Dahlia, what's the big deal? Who cares if I'm addicted to caffeine? Okay, I mean, it doesn't hurt you. Well, it depends. Do you have a heart condition? Are you, you know, finding yourself in many situations where you do go through withdrawal because you don't always find the caffeine? We saw Hunger Games over the weekend, last weekend, and we decided to go to the 10:20 movie. I was up early, so I'm like, let's go to the movie early before there's lines, and this way we start our day, because I hate waiting till 3 o'clock for a movie, because the whole day is just kind of, you know, yeah. So we went at 10:20. My husband's like in the you know, concession stand area going, I need coffee. And, of course, they didn't have coffee ready, so he ran over to Starbucks and get his coffee, and you know, but it's like he needed coffee, even for the movie. I'm like, why don't you just eat some popcorn or something? Matt needed his coffee. So if you think you're going to be, I don't know, somewhere at a meeting or whatever, and there's no coffee, and you won't be able to function, I would say you probably already have a caffeine use disorder, and I would start getting off of it. You know, we take so many things for granted. You know, luckily we're not living right now in wartime on our land. You know, we seem to have it pretty safe and secure. But I think it's so dangerous that you have people that need their medication, that need their coffee, that need their cell phone. We are just brewing a bunch of, no pun intended, you know, a bunch of us being very psychologically vulnerable. And if the poop ever hit the fan, what are you going to do? Oh, I'll deal with it when it happens. No, if there's a zombie apocalypse, do you think that's the time you want to go through caffeine withdrawal? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, now we're into the month of December. And a lot of different, you know, in addition to Cyber Monday and I don't know, okay, we had Cyber Monday, we had Small Business Saturday, we had, of course, the Black Friday last week.
It's Giving Tuesday or like that.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess today.
To give your favorite charity.
Right. You're supposed to give our favorite charity. I know. The Dr. Dahlia Fund, please. The Dr. Dahlia, I need some fancy underwear fund. You know, if you guys want to fund that charity.
You could always go with the Tom Still Probably Needs a Better Car fund.
Yes, that's a good one.
That's a very important one.
Yeah. And, you know, and this is cool. I mean, here's the thing. I think it's a little bit overwhelming for you guys. I love the, not Tom. I mean, help Tom out, please.
Yes, but, please. Seriously, you guys, you have no idea.
If he doesn't make it to work because of his car, then he can't play my show. Oh, man, now everybody's going to be like, oh, no, man, don't make it to work. Please, we'll slit your tires. Yeah, don't slit his tires, please.
No Minneapolis listeners, just tune it out. You never heard anything. It does not exist. But everybody else, if you want to seriously give me money for a car, I would love a new car.
Yeah, see? You know what? I want to help you so bad. I really, really do. I just want to give you my Jeep, you know, because I don't have to go to work. Just take mine and...
Well, you know, my boss has been talking me up into trying to get a Jeep, and I just spent that money on my new car. And coming in today, it just started making the weirdest loud noise, and I'm just like, well, that's a week of owning it, and I should probably start saving for something else.
Well, man, my tires were completely, my husband's driving my car, we went to the movie, and he's like, I hear something. I'm like, what do you hear? And he goes, don't you hear that? I can't hear Jack. I have horrible, I got mommy hearing, but I can't hear anything going on with the car because, you know, the music's too loud. And he's like, no, it's your brakes. And he was right. He took the car in, and it was metal on metal with the brakes. Now, you see, when I drive, I don't drive steady. I don't do the, you know, 25 miles an hour or whatever. I do 50 and then slam on my brake at the stoplight. And then I drive, and I speed up, and then I slam on my brakes. And so, basically, my husband saved my life. Now, and he's a little mad at me today because he technically saved my life. He drove my car, realized it was a problem, diagnosed it. I was running around with metal-on-metal brakes, and it's a fairly new Jeep. I think I have 30,000 miles on it. I mean, it's not that bad. And yeah. So he saved my life.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's like 40,000 miles. You're supposed to check your brakes or 20. I can't remember. I'm terrible with doing that
me
kind
too.
Of stuff, too. But my last truck, I changed my brakes like, 5 years ago. Never had a problem again. Although, to be fair, that was the brake pads. My brakes actually on 3 different occasions went out. I've had the hood come up in my face. The windshield, I replaced it, and not even joking, 2 days later, a crack reappeared in the exact same spot because some truck cut me off and shot a pebble up at the window. And
furious.
Right before I lost the truck, I put $500 into the truss rods, and that was going to end the shaking. And sure enough, it ended the shaking and may have caused an electrical problem that ended up ending the vehicle. So,
wow. All right. Well,
I missed my baby, though.
I know. Oh, it sucks when you lose your car, you know. Yeah. It's like losing a cat, you know?
I've never had traction control or ABS. I drove an 86 Dodge Dakota. I mean, this thing was like... archaic, as old as it gets, as far as like the only computer in it was the airflow sensor. It's awesome. And I started driving this new Elantra, the Hyundai Elantra, and I have no idea what I'm doing. I want my truck back.
Yeah, I miss the cars. You pop up the hood and you can see everything. Isn't it all shiny and encased?
I still haven't found my spark plugs. I was going to go once over and, you know, replace the batteries and the tires and do the spark plugs. I have no idea where the spark plugs are.
Well,
no idea.
They do it on purpose now. I know they do it on purpose. You know, and so now, and men like feeling smart. They like, you know, lifting up the hood and showing us women, you know, and now
you guys are
looking at it like, I don't know. Yeah, so that's right. I still think you're very manly, so don't worry.
Why, thank you.
Yeah. So a lot of you guys are like, okay, now what the hell am I supposed to do? Okay, so if it's not Cyber Monday and Black Friday or whatever, what's this, the Giving Tuesday? Okay, here's the thing. Okay, this is the time for charities to be able to entice you to help others. This is the Christmas Hanukkah time where you want to give others and help others, and it's sometimes one of the best times for charities, but for other times it's not. Remember I told you guys I want to enact a bill where you get a tax, not so much a tax credit, but you get a huge tax break, or maybe it is a tax credit, not just a deduction, if you donate to a charity. And it could be anyone. It could be a kid's basketball team. It could be Opportunity Village. It could be, you know, Tom's Truck Fund. It could be, but it's a well-known charity that already got its IRS, exempt, you know, waiver, assuming that, you know, Lois Lerner isn't picking and choosing who, you know, based on political, affiliations, but we won't go there. And it will allow people to, I guess, you know, I hate the idea of having to incentivize somebody to give for charity, but some of the best charities out there, I don't want to say the best, but some of the most successful charities out there have incentives. Okay? Like, for example, there's going to be a huge, huge, blood donation, day tomorrow. It's not Nevada Blood Donation Day, but it's a Blood Donation Heroes Challenge that United Blood Services is putting on, where it's going to be the police officers versus the Metro Police Department. Okay? Fighting it out. And who could donate the most blood? Now, of course, I'm going to be there because I want to see these guys rip off their shirts and duke it out. But luck of the draw, probably the firefighters and the cops are only going to slowly roll up their sleeve and just, you know, show the vein. I'm like, really, guys? You need to remove the whole shirt for us when you donate the blood so I can just kind of keep an eye on your heart rate and, you know, respirations. And so anyway, I'm going to be there donating blood. You know, we forget this is the time of year when blood supplies and blood shortages are low. Hospitals are using them in overdrive. Not a lot of people are stopping to donate because they're sick. You're not supposed to actively be on antibiotics when you're donating blood, for the most part, or you're not supposed to be having active symptoms, so they don't prefer it. So many of you guys are like, well, I just got over the flu, or I have a sniffle, or I just got back from Thanksgiving, I don't feel good, and so a lot of you don't donate blood. Trust me, I have been praying that I don't get sick because I want to donate blood tomorrow. And so if you are in the Las Vegas area, we do have the Heroes Challenge at UMC. UMC is sponsoring it with the Clark County Police Department and the Metro. Las Vegas Metro Police Department, the Clark County Fire Department, excuse me. And it should be great all day long, taking blood starting at 7 and I think ending at about 6:30. I have to double check that. But please check that out. Go to my Facebook page to look at that. But, you know, this Giving Tuesday idea, what I would do, all right, because, again, it's overwhelming. Okay, and you know, a lot of you guys are very concerned that you don't know where your money is going to, et cetera. And so I really prefer the type of charity work where you are actually seeing the fruits of your labor. So, you know, maybe do a neighborhood drive where you guys collect a whole bunch of clothes, collect a whole bunch of shoes, and bring it to a homeless shelter. Or get a whole bunch of canned foods and bring it to, again, a homeless shelter. All right? You know, you don't always have to give by money alone. You can give blood. You can donate sperm. That's very charitable. Donating, you know, sperm to a fertility clinic. You know, maybe, you know, doing some work. Some of you guys paint. I know you can paint. I know you can decorate things. Why don't you go to some businesses and offer to, you know, paint their window for the holidays? You know, businesses that can't, you know, spread holiday cheer, but they get a lot of kids that come in there. You know, make the kids smile. Something like that, it doesn't cost money, hardly at all. And those types of things are awesome. And it's not just Giving Tuesday or whatever. It's, you know, for any time you think you can do it, I just think there's so much good karma, you know, and I don't know, whatever you guys believe in. But there's, and if you want to give this holiday season and you don't know how or what's an easier way to do it, and we are going to be talking about cheap Christmas gifts later this month too. There's ways you could do a killer Christmas gift without spending a lot of money. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wealth. wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so let's get to some more medical news, but I just got to stop for a second here. I fell upon something on Facebook. This looks like it already happened, but I guess a couple fraternities at UNLV were helping a 15-year-old kid who has mild dysplastic syndrome, okay, it's a form of cancer, who needs a bone marrow transplant, and these fraternity guys, Delta Zeta, Kappa Sigma, UNLV, CSUN, I guess we're teaming up with Be The Match to find bone marrow matches. You get swabbed. It takes 5 minutes of your time, and you can potentially save this kid Cooper's life. Wow. Bone marrow. That is cool. You know, I know people have, you know, hear the stereotypes and the stories of fraternities and all that, but I got to tell you, I can't tell you how many times fraternities do so much good, and I am just so proud of these boys. Way to go. Another thing I'm pretty proud of is us doctors, because new diabetes cases are falling. After decades of relentless rising, according to CNBC, the number of new cases of diabetes in the United States has started to decline. Yee-haw! They fell by about a fifth from 2008 to 2014. Wow, the drop is gradual and doesn't seem to be super duper huge in the past, but new data for 2014 released that there is a robust confirmation that the decline is real. We are losing diabetes. I mean, we're not losing diabetics, we're just dropping the new case of diabetes. Yeah, that's close. There were 1.4 million new cases of diabetes in 2014, down from 1.7 million in 2008. Now, some of you guys are like, well, whoop-de-doo. No. You guys don't understand how serious this is, okay? Because remember, last month, there was a study that came out saying half of us are pre-diabetic. Half of us. So we were expecting diabetes to skyrocket with that type of statistic. And remember, they keep lowering the bar for diabetes. They keep lowering it, right? They go, okay, well, you know what? Rather than a glycohemoglobin of 7, let's go down to a glycohemoglobin of 6.5. Then let's go down to a glycohemoglobin of 6. Then let's go down to a glycohemoglobin of 5.9, then 5.8, and then 5.6. So now you have to have a glycohemoglobin, how sugary your blood cells are, under 5.6. So now, many of you guys that were floating around 10 years ago, 6.5, are now called diabetic. So, the fact that they found the numbers go down, despite the labs lowering the bar and the cutoff for when you're called diabetic, and us doctors screening for it more, means something is going right. Except, okay, and this is a big X. Is there a chance that the reason why there's less cases is because in the last few years, less have had adequate health insurance? When I have patients come to me now who have high deductibles or whatnot, they go, no, don't run any blood work. Don't run any tests. Yeah, but don't you want to know if you're diabetic? No, don't run anything because my insurance is probably not going to cover it. I got too big a deductible. So I'm still running blood work because luckily with Obamacare, and I hate using those two words in the same sentence, many of us get a free physical. Can't say that. A free physical. I know my brain is like, you just said Obamacare and luckily in the same sentence. Calm down. Boy, my hippocampus is going crazy right now. Amygdala, calm down. Amygdala. Okay. Okay. Retreat. Because people can get one free physical, many of them are allowed to get a blood test. So people are taking advantage of that, hopefully. But the rest of us that may not have that free physical with our insurance or high deductible or not have insurance because the premiums are too high, we're not getting screened. So if we're not getting screened, less diabetes is getting diagnosed. So that could be the other thing that's going on. Because I got to tell you, this really does sound too good to be true. But let's look at the glasses half full. Okay, soda has gone down. They say soda is now cutting by about a quarter. It has declined by about a quarter since the late 1990s. We're also starting to increase more physical activity. Once parents saw their kids just want to sit in, you know, with the Xbox, the parents decide to run and, you know, grab the Xbox and stick it in the back of the car and have their kid chase after the car. We're educating our kids more. Maybe we're cutting back on fast food. There is a chance that this is a real number and it's not just falsely down because people aren't, you know, getting health insurance or using their health insurance. But this is pretty damn good. Now, also, we're being told that the cholesterol rate is dropping. The high cholesterol rate, according to the CDC. They say between 1999 and 2014, the percentage of adults with levels of total cholesterol that are considered too high has steadily declined. The percentage of adults who had new levels of HDL cholesterol also decreased, falling from 22% in 2007 to 2008 to 20% in 2013 to 2014. So it's a 2% drop. HDL, the good type of cholesterol, needs to be high. So you see how it's inverse? A low level of HDL is bad. We have less people with low HDL. So that's like a double negative, makes it a positive. Okay, well, they think, according to Dr. Robert Block, an associate professor of public health sciences at the University of Rochester Medical Center in New York, which takes up a couple blocks, he says the decrease is likely due to more people taking cholesterol-lowering medication, hence the statin medication that Dr. Dahlia likes to prescribe. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you. See, we doctors don't all stink. Okay, I love my prescription pad, and I love writing for those statins. Love them, love them, love them. Now, have people changed their diets? Nah. Dr. Block said, nah, most people have not changed their diets greatly enough to lower their cholesterol levels. All right, but because we are prescribing statins a little bit earlier, and we're realizing how good they work, we're doing something right. Okay, so we want to reduce the percentage of adults with high cholesterol down to 13.5% by the end of the decade, this decade. Now, the overall trend shows improvement. We still have to be careful because adults 40 to 59, 60% had high total cholesterol. So a lot of you guys, when you get diagnosed with cholesterol, many times it's in your 40s. You're like, what is this? I've always had low cholesterol. What the hell is going on? By the time you start to get middle age, you know, you start to, in your 40s, start having issues, that's when you don't metabolize your sugar as well, your cholesterol as well, things start to change. Your eyes don't accommodate that well and you need reading glasses. Your blood pressure starts to go up a little bit. So that age group in your 40s is a very serious time for us to do blood work. I love getting a baseline in your 20s and 30s because if I could catch you earlier than when you turn diabetic or high cholesterol, I want to. But anyway, all right, men and women, not too surprising. They say high total cholesterol was more prevalent in women than men at age 40 and older. The prevalence of low HDL was much greater in men than women. Men don't seem to make as much good cholesterol HDL as women do. And they think it's because of our estrogen. Researchers considered levels of total cholesterol to be high if they were over 240. Okay, so if your cholesterol level is 250, that's high. If it's 220, I still think it's high. I still put you on the diet. Cutoff for the low HDL cholesterol was levels less than 40. We really want you above 60 if you can. How do you increase your HDL? I want you to exercise. I want you to eat a lot of veggies. And sometimes we add niacin to your diet. All right. Okay, what else do we got? Salt warning labels are, I guess, now into effect. It's a cute little sign in New York City. Restaurants across New York City are required to use these high-sodium item icons. The items will have an image of a salt shaker next to them. When you see this warning label, you know that the item is more than the amount of sodium you should consume, according to Health Commissioner Dr. Mary Bassett. More than you should assume in a single day. That's what that means. So, our maximum amount of salt is 2,300 milligrams, which is a teaspoon per day. So if there's a meal that has that on there, that is a lot of sodium. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hang me down. 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 Little white church. Hang me down. Little white church. Hang me down. Little white church.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.